I don't know. Some people are calling it a double standard. I don't think it's a double standard. There was a story probably about a couple weeks back about this woman who started singing on the plane. She had just been nominated for a Grammy.
She's the gospel singer.
Yeah, the gospel singer.
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
And she got basically threatened to get kicked off the plane for singing.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a plane. I didn't buy a ticket to come to your concert or whatever. If you're being instructed by the flight attendant not to do it, I would suggest that you basically zip your lip.
Well, a different story on this plane. Brenda Lee, who sings the famous song Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, they gave her the intercom.
Everyone listen, everyone listen, in the old-fashioned
way. Be like, Brenda released that song quite a bit ago, because it was a number of years ago, but thank you for that rendition. Puts you in the holiday spirit. Again, not so sure I need it.
You want to talk about double standards? I am a double standard, because when that gospel singer got on the plane, I'm like, lady, like, what are you doing? Like, you can't just get up on a plane, command everyone's attention, say I just got nominated for a Grammy and just start singing. Like, I got kids. I got to, you know, there's a lot of things going on a plane, right?
Okay.
But when I'm like, oh, Brenda Lee, oh, this is so sweet. It gets you in the holiday spirit.
Woo! I don't need it to turn into like The Voice or American Idol, though, because you know what's going to happen here. You know, singing on the plane is the new getting kicked off the plane, right? So if you're that person that's dressed up or wants to say that you see an imaginary person on the plane or whatever, what happens? You go viral. Everybody knows who you are a day later. I don't want singing to be that. Now we got people showing up on the plane. They're wearing props. They're pulling out tracks I never heard of before. Just let me sit in my seat, put on my headphones, and not deal with any of this nonsense.
Brenda Lee is an American treasure. She is 78 years old. If, what's his name? Jose Feliciano gets up and he starts singing Feliz Navidad, everyone's going to boo him and tell him to sit down? No!
Everybody has to vote on the plane if that's what they want. And we're not going to make it so that, if you're nearing 80, you get a pass. No.
How about we do this? Anytime somebody wants to sing on a plane,
everybody has to vote.
The flight attendants have to stand and say, excuse me, everybody here, we're going to take a vote. So if it's Ed Sheeran or Taylor Swift, people will be like, yeah, sign me up for that.
Right.
But if it's some random lady that nobody's ever heard of before, we can be like, nah, sit down, lady, sit down.
I'm tired of her latest album. I don't need an update from her.
You know what I have to say about all of this?
Woo!
Woo!
They're like, it's over.
Let's see who called the Santa Tip Line today.
Santa Tip Line is back. You can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You just leave a message for the big guy. Let him know who's been naughty, who's been nice. You could have kids call. You could have parents call. You can call on your coworkers. You can call on your parents. You can do anything you want here.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You could be the person that's pointing out the people that are misbehaving, or you could say, this person's been wonderful, Santa. I hope that you're paying attention.
855-785-4101. Again, that's 855-785-4101. Raven, who's been calling?
Hey, Santa. It's your girl, Luna. I have a little brother and a new baby sister, and I've been very nice this year, and my little sister is taking all my toys, so I'm definitely going to need some new ones. Toodles!
It's like, I'm cool with it, but like, I mean, obviously, I'm going to need to like build back up my coffers over here.
Yeah, Luna's like, holla at your girl, Santa!
Right.
What's up?
What's you remember me? We're old friends.
Right.
You did me right before. Let's do this again.
Well, every year you come by, you know what's up.
Run it back.
It's your girl, Luna.
I love it.
Hi, I'm calling you, Santa, because my best friend's brother, Benjamin's always crying, so I think you should be on the naughty list. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm not sure that just crying is, enough reason to be on the naughty list.
No, sometimes as a parent, when you deal with, like, an infant that's constantly crying or a toddler that's constantly crying, it gets on your last nerve. Well, love those babies. You love them so much.
Sure.
But like, you're like, just please stop crying. Now, imagine you're the sibling's friend. And you're just over there trying to have a play date. You're just trying to have a play date with your friend from school.
Yeah.
And then her little brother, Benjamin, just sitting there crying the whole time. You're like, what's up with this?
Maybe Benjamin has like an ingrown toenail or something. Has anybody checked Benjamin over?
Gosh.
Let's take a look at Benjamin. Mm. All right, what's going on with him?
I want everything in the world, but not dangerous things. And I also want a brand new Christmas tree. More toys, a sea baby, a cry baby, a stocking, like everything that's good for me, everything in the world, everything in the world, but dangerous things. And I even want power. Everything on everybody's list in the world. Thank you.
This is a lot.
Oh, there's a lot for us to dissect.
I mean, really, right? I mean, so.
A sea baby and a cry baby.
Both of them.
I don't understand
what a sea baby is necessarily.
Or a cry baby.
Yeah.
Is it a toy?
Want everything on everybody's list the world over unless it's dangerous.
Right.
I'm just going to put out this. I'm going to say if you say but not dangerous things twice, you actually mean you also want a couple dangerous things on your list, too.
Or there was a dangerous thing on the list.
You've been told you can't have that
because
it's dangerous.
And mom was like, no, you cannot have that giant sword that you saw.
Whatever it was, there was clearly a motorcycle, whatever it was. There was something dangerous on that list at some point.
But I am here for the powers. You know what? I was like, what kind of powers is he looking for? Because I would also like some powers.
You know what it is? It's like when you come to that list and you're like, you get three wishes. And then the last one, you're like, how about more wishes?
Yes.
You remember. And you're like, oh, yeah, give me the powers, man.
All right. If you want to call the Santa tip line, too, 855-785-4101.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What if there was a place that you could just let it all out? You know, what's bothering you right now? Maybe you saw somebody do something or post something. Or maybe the person on the road next to you did something while they're driving. And you're like, come on, buddy. Here's your chance to get it off your chest. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Kayla.
If you're always in a positive, happy mood, that's all I need to know about you.
They call that Minnesota Nice, don't they? I'm watching Fargo right now, and that's one of the funnest things about that show and about every season of that show is that everybody is so nice right until they hit you over the head and toss you into a wood chipper. I love it.
There are some people that are constantly happy. And truthfully, they put me in a good mood. One of our bosses,
oh my gosh,
Kevin is always happy. He's always positive. And like, I'm very good friends with his wife. And Shannon's like me. She's not like that. So I always wonder what it must be like to live with somebody who's always like that, so happy.
I mean, on the days when this man is not like super, super happy, he's just quiet. But he still looks pleasant. He still seems pleasant enough. Right?
I think it's nice. I wish I could be like that.
I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to get there. You know what I mean?
Either. I'm going to start next year. It's my New Year's resolution.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck with that. Right. I can't wait to see it.
Amanda, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're filming other people at the gym, that's all I need to know about you.
It's one thing if you're filming yourself. If you're filming other people, that says you're a creep, right?
I mean, I'm pretty sure it says that you should be kicked out.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's against the rules. You can't do that.
Mm.
Yeah. It's like if you were like witnessing something, that'd be one thing. But if you're like following me around while I'm working out at the gym, oh, that's definitely like harassment.
There's probably a few people at the gym that would like it, though. I think that, you know, there's always the egomaniacs there that are so into their form and their fitness and they're staring at themselves and they'd be like, yeah, that guy in the corner is filming me. Right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
no,
maybe not.
Yeah, no, sure. It's weird all the way around.
Right? That's what I'm thinking, right? Now we know what Anna's into, though.
No, I'm not.
Oh,
I'm not.
Yeah,
nobody
film
be,
my form.
Nobody should be filming
Look
me.
At my core form over here. Woo!
No one wants to see that. Gina, that's all I need to know about you.
If you reply with a letter K to a work message, that's all I need to know about you. Just the letter K.
Mm. Text messages, emails, just writing the letter K.
That or thumbs up? What's better?
Oh, yeah. Thumbs up is better than just the letter K. Yeah.
I think so. Okay.
How about okay? Because I respond okay to everything. Everything, I just write okay. Okay. Like, I don't know. Does that make me seem cold or indifferent?
Oh, you sent it to me the other day, and I was like, well, whatever the hell's wrong with her.
Because I write okay?
I literally was like, and then I was like, you know what? I don't care what's wrong with her. but my first thought was, oh, something's wrong with her.
To me, I just feel like it's acknowledging, I got it, okay. Like, I don't know. I don't think of it like that. Maybe I should stop. But that means I have to write more elaborate things, and that's annoying. Like, what am I supposed to say? Thank you for whatever this is. Like, why can't we just write okay?
Just ignore it. Next time.
Oh.
Gay almost seemed worse.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three news stories, but you only get to hear about one, and Raven picks which one it is.
Mm.
All right, Raven, three news stories that have all been trending in the last 48 hours. Every single one of them is about a police high-speed chase.
Love it.
Number one, guy got Guy got into a high-speed chase while hauling a house.
Come on, man.
Number two, child driving stolen forklift leads police on hour-long chase.
Come on.
I mean, try reading these headlines three times fast today. What?
Sounds like it's difficult for you.
I feel like these websites, man, they... Suspicious man leads police on chase, leads to recovery of 1,000 pieces of mail.
You know what? I'm always mad at the person who's stealing the mail, but just the thought of trying to have a high-speed chase while you're hauling a house, I'm going to go with that. Bring the home home.
Police in Missouri were involved in a chase with a truck that was hauling a house. Officers were able to stop and arrest the driver. Here is the sergeant talking about what happened.
So we chased this truck down the road. He was going about 30 miles an hour. He was hauling his big old house. Looked like he was going to live in it. He was traveling all over the roadway. Thought he might have been drunk. We came up on him. We chased him real fast down the road. And then we took him to jail, like a seltzer does.
Wait a minute. Who is this cop? I love this.
Wait, hold on.
What did he say at the end there?
And then we took him to jail, like a seltzer does. Woo-wee.
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 Yeah, but what is this?
Stealing a house. He was all over the road. It looked like he wasn't living it. I love that guy. Who's this cop?
Like a seltzer does.
Like a seltzer does? Is that what sergeants call themselves?
Maybe that's a phrase in law enforcement with sergeants. I don't know if you've ever heard the phrase, just like a seltzer does. Go ahead and let us know. I love that.
Does. Woo-wee.
All right.
I mean, how do you steal a house, though, right?
If you watch the video, it's not hilarious because it's scary.
Yeah.
But this house is just all over. It's like bobbing in the back. You know when you're behind one of them and it says like wide load?
Oversized load, yeah.
But the best part of the entire video is the cops, after they arrest them, they're all just high-fiving each other. Like high-five.
We stopped it.
Yeah,
we get the house as a prize.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you're a hero in your community if you stop a house from landing in somebody else's yard.
Woo-wee.
Yeah.
That's wild, man, right? When I'm driving up on those houses, I'm always amazed that it's like a beat-up Prius. Or a 30-year-old Chevy that's leading the traffic around this thing with extended mirrors on it. I never trust that.
I was thinking, like, what is the hardest thing to haul in a high-speed chase? Or the worst thing to be driving if you're in a high-speed chase? Because I would think a house has got to be at the top of that list, right?
Yeah, I would go, like, bulldozer, anything that's super slow. I feel like a chase like that, like, somebody's going to jump out and grab you, right? Or, like, a golf cart. Like, you know, cops, they got that pit maneuver thing, right? They tag the back of your car, it spins out, and now you're in trouble there. If you get a golf cart, they're just going to, you know, they pit maneuver you. You're going to end up in the woods.
Chicken trucks. You ever see those chicken trucks? They got like 10,000 chickens on them.
They're just riding in the back.
They're just chilling. They're doing their thing. They don't even know how they got into this weird chicken truck that's transporting them where they're going.
Right.
And all of a sudden now they've got sirens behind them.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's not a danger that any chicken wants to find themselves in the middle of. You're absolutely certain about that.
Yeah. White Bronco. I feel like after OJ, like you can't even drive a white Bronco anymore because like prime
they're
suspect, they're looking at you.
Yeah.
I feel like any time you pull up to a red light next to a cop and you're driving a white Bronco, they're just out of the corner of their eye, like, what's up?
Keeping an eye on it.
Yeah.
Right. Nice vehicle, though, back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember playing with your quote-unquote toy as a kid? But it wasn't actually a toy. It was something random. You know, the kids are making these holiday wish like right now, like all the letters to Santa and all that. And my little one, Dakota, she's 5. She makes her list, and, you know, she doesn't know how to write a lot of words yet, so she draws pictures. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, what is this? It looks like a circle, right, with a lot of little circles inside of it.
Okay.
And she goes, bubble wrap. I go, what?
She wants bubble wrap.
She wants, so, you know, we just finished moving.
Yeah.
So the bubble wrap she had been playing with for the last few months, but guess what? She's finished it. There's no more bubble wrap.
There's no more to be found anywhere around the house.
All the things have been unpackaged, right?
I just want to say as a side note, I love the fact that she doesn't write a wish list. She draws it.
Well, of course
that
she does.
That is so great.
Producer Sean, of course she does. Like, she doesn't know how to write yet, you know? So like, that's what she does. She just draws pictures.
So you're going to get it for her?
I mean, what am I supposed to do? I go, I got to go to Home Depot and buy another roll. And first of all, bubble wrap's expensive.
It is expensive. They will send it right to you if you want, but I think you can get like a big industrial, like, you know, wrap of it, like a ring of it for like $30.
I do have some in my mother's house because of, you know, we're moving stuff out of it. So if you need some bubble wrap, I'm your guy.
Well, here's the good news. She can just ask Santa Claus for it. I don't have to deal with it.
Okay, good.
But, you know, there's always these toys as kids that you played with that were never actually toys. So what were those things for you? 1-800-330-9999. Jordan.
Oh, man, I had this this long spoon that was a ladle, I guess, technically, and I used to use it as kind of a stickball sort of bat, you know?
Yeah, stickball, bat, drumstick, everything.
Yep.
We used to have a broke down car in my neighbor's backyard. We used to use that thing as a space shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars speeder glider type. Definitely when we got a little bit older, it was like an actual car. But, you know, it never moved, really. It was rusting through. There was a raccoon that had babies in the back seat.
Why do you have to pay for a drum set for the kids when they can just take all the pots and pans right out of the cabinet?
Mm-hmm.
I think every kid does that at some point.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know if it was just, you know, things that I had that weren't toys, but I remember when I was younger, like parents used to always say, why don't you go dig a hole? Right? Like if you were bothering them, you're too busy. So I guess a shovel would fall into that.
I think the last thing a kid needs is a shovel. Yeah, you know?
But they'd always be like, why don't you go dig a hole, right? Or go run around the house. They would say, you know what I would do is I would take apart our lawnmowers.
Mm.
My mother could tell you stories about, I took apart like 3 lawnmowers. I would start by cleaning the outside of them, the oil and grease and the grass, and then I wasn't satisfied with that, so you give me a wrench and I'd just take them apart.
Back to the shovels. Kids love shovels.
Oh, yeah.
They love shovels. You
give a small kid a big shovel, they feel like, oh, look at me.
Hours of entertainment.
Yeah. Sean, what did you play with when you were a kid that was not actually a toy?
You know, I had a weird obsession with fire extinguishers. I would, like, walk into someone's house at, like, 5 or 6. I'm like, so is someone going to light a fire or what? You know, just so I could try it. Because I wanted to use it. I, like, so many times in my mom stopped me from trying to pull the pin and use it. Like, there was no fire. Nothing, like, no one was in danger. I just wanted to play with the fire extinguisher.
I always wanted to set one off. We had one in the studio for years. It's not on the wall anymore. And every day I'd walk in, I'd look at it, I'd be like,
Today's the day.
I want you to imagine a 5 or 6 year old walking in your house and going, so who's going to start the fire? What?
Yeah.
It's August, man.
Bubble wrap, the number one gift on my 5-year-old's list this year.
Mm. I mean, it's relatively inexpensive, I guess, compared to other items.
I mean, it's not an Xbox, but still. You ever
right.
I just finished moving, so she always had like the bubble wrap for the last few months while we were unpacking boxes, and now it's all gone. And she's like, I want more bubble wrap, Mommy, more bubble wrap. I'm like, it's expensive, and it's not a real toy.
I mean, but the options are really endless. She can dance on it. She can wrap things.
Yeah.
She can pop things with her fingers. I mean, that's 3 things right off the top of my head.
She uses it as blankets for her dolls, like to put them to bed.
Just to make sure that they're safe.
1-800-330-9999. You remember having like a toy growing up, something you'd love to play with, but it wasn't actually a toy? Taylor.
So I was like fascinated by candles, which was not a great thing because my parents would have dinner parties and they would light actual candles. And one time I was like getting really close to the candle, knocked it over, set the tablecloth on fire.
Oh.
Everybody had to like scatter. We had to put out it was crazy. So dangerous, dangerous fascination.
I think a good rule across the board is that candles are not toys under any circumstance.
I never would put a candle under a certain height. Kids, they get into things, right?
Well, also the thing with the candles is what do they immediately want to do every single time? They want to blow them out.
Mm.
They get so close. I had a couple times, Hayden, my big one, where, like her, she had such long hair.
Right.
That she would lean over the candle and then, you know, like a couple, if you've never seen it, the strands go right up, you know, and it's terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, listen, unless it's a birthday, what exposure do they need to the candles anyways? Are we training for hurricanes here? What are we doing? What are we doing? Hey, Jessely, what was that toy you had that wasn't a toy?
Well, actually, it's my daughter. She's about to be 1 year old this Monday. I buy her toys all the time to help her with developmental growth, and she'll play with no parts of it. She'll have hours on end an empty water bottle.
Yeah, the Poland Springs water bottle.
They make such good noises.
Yeah, they do. The crinkly.
Yeah, she'll put it in her mouth. It makes all the crinkly noises all day.
My puppy does the same thing.
Yeah. Katie, what was that toy that you played with when you were a kid, but it wasn't even actually a toy?
My favorite was a cardboard box. The bigger, the better. Mm. You could make your own house. I mean, yeah, that was my favorite, especially if someone was recently just moved into a house. We would take those big old boxes, and yeah, that was before, you know, the good old internet, but
it's amazing to me when you walk past a setup in a store or whatever, and it's like a cardboard space shuttle or, you know, like you said, a house or whatever, things that are just cut out of a box, and you look down and they're, you know, charging you $38 for it. You're like, listen, we got a washer in storage at home. You're not getting this one here today.
Yeah.
But yeah, that used to be a big toy. Definitely.
You didn't even have to paint it or anything, you know, just use the box. I mean, if we got that creative, sometimes we would, you know, cut out windows. But
yeah.
Other than that, I mean, your imagination was
everything, right?
You and the cat, we're both thrilled.
Dakota, my little one, always makes it a spaceship. And I love that because she's always going to space and she's going to go see the planets. But Hayden, when Hayden, my big one, my teenager, when she was young, she would make it the Titanic.
Oh.
And I didn't have the heart to tell her.
That, like, it didn't work out.
No. Yeah. I didn't want to tell her. And I don't know where she learned it, but yeah. she knew it was a big ship and this would be her Titanic. And I'd be like, yeah, it's so nice. Is it sturdy?
Yeah. Should have maybe told her, right? Wow.
I would just hear my husband yelling from the other room, iceberg, dead ahead. You want your kids to get creative? Start putting them to bed. The minute you put them in bed, they got every excuse, everything they've got to do. It's unbelievable, the stall tactics that children use to not go to sleep.
That's the way I was until I got a television in my room. And then I was like, okay. I'd just be under the covers with that television.
I wasn't allowed to have a TV in my room until I was like 15, I think.
Well, they really made me hold out. It was same thing. I mean, I was a teenager for certain. They should have held out longer because I was definitely watching television.
Producer Sean, we were talking about this because your stepson, Isaac, he is very creative.
Oh, is he? And let me
smart
tell
kid.
You. Yeah, genius, actually. He will brush his teeth for the longest time I've ever seen a kid possibly brush their teeth just to extend, you know, staying up late. Like, me and Rachel will be on the couch watching a movie or something, and he will be sitting there for like 10 minutes brushing his teeth. He's got one of those electric toothbrushes, so like it beeps after a certain amount of time letting you know you're done brushing your teeth. And we're like, hey, man, this thing has gone off like 6 times now. We think you're good. Like, how are your gums not bleeding?
Yeah, he wants to be thorough.
He's been brushing his teeth for 47 minutes.
Right.
He's like, I'm not going to bed. I got to brush my teeth. I didn't get my molars yet. Hold on.
What about my tongue? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got that.
Okay. You know, it's always something because the older ones, at some point, you just give up. My older daughter is, you know, she's going to be 15. I go to bed before she does.
You don't know what time she goes to bed.
Yeah. No clue whatsoever. I always say to her, you're going to bed at a good time, right? And she's always just like, yeah, but she's going to lie. She doesn't know.
Of course.
But the little one, I try to put her to bed. We have a rule, 7:15, we head upstairs. That's bedtime, right? It's an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
First, we have to read 17 books, right? And then, but one more book, mommy, one more book. And then you feel guilty. You're like, all right, one more book. And then that's the last book. That's the last book.
Yeah.
But the new thing, and I don't know how kids know this. Like, I wonder if kids get a manual when they're born that the parents are unaware of. They immediately need the cup of water.
Oh, yeah.
I need water. I need a sip of water. I need some water. How do they all know to ask for the water?
Well, because you'll never deny somebody who's alive water because it is the essence of life.
Oh, I started denying.
So that's the thing.
No more water.
No more water for
no
you?
No more water.
Oh, wow.
This is what I do. I turn off the lights. I keep like a little sippy cup from like when she was little.
Yeah.
I said, three sips. Three sips of water. One, I count them. Two, three. That's it. Close your eyes. I don't know.
Go to bed.
What's the most creative way that your kid delays their bedtime? 1-800-330-9999. Tilly.
So there's a lot of things, right? But lately it has been, he needs to change his pajamas like 3 to 4 times, claiming, you know, one's either itchy or one's too hot. And it's just constant. Like, we keep changing them. And then I'm like, you need to go to bed. But that's the most recent. He always wants to hear another story.
Yeah.
And then he's got to do the thing where he makes up the characters himself. He has to rename them so they sound more, I don't know, he makes up, I think, his friends or something. And that delays it. But yeah, the most recent is the PJs.
The pajamas is a big thing. They're itchy. They're scratchy. They're too tight. They're too loose. I'm hot. I'm cold. I want socks.
Yes.
I don't want socks. Yep.
I feel like my wife does the same thing when we're trying to go out for the evening, but she's just changing outfits over and over and over again.
Same. I do the same.
What do your kids do to delay bedtime? They're so creative at nighttime, right? On our text line at 1-800-330-9999, this text says, Raven, my son always asks to watch one more episode of Bluey, and my husband always says yes because I think he enjoys the show more than my son.
You know what? You know what your bedtime is. You know what your child's bedtime is, but you find yourself going, one more. I almost went one more last night on Squid Games.
Stacey, what does your child do?
Almost every single night, she has an eyelash in her eye.
Oh, gotta get the eyelash out. Right. Blow on it, mommy. Blow on it. And then there's a trip to the bathroom. We're gonna look in the mirror. Gotta get under good light. You can't
do that
in the bed.
It's a 20-minute delay every night.
Yep. That, honestly, Stacey, is really creative.
Yeah. No, it is a good one.
You got to give him some props for that.
All ailments come out at about 8:30 at night every single night. Fine all day, 8:30 at night. Which ailment can we decide is going to stall us tonight?
That's right. That's when you become a doctor. Yeah. Right at that moment.
Elizabeth, what does your kid do to delay bedtime?
Well, it depends on the season of the year, but like because Santa Claus is part of the season, he really needs to leave something for Santa every night. So he's just like taking this milk and cookies thing to a whole new level. He's like, what if Santa comes? We need to put carrots out. What if, you know, like it's a different thing every night, but he'll like come out 3 or 4 times and be like, do you think Santa's thirsty? And I'm like, no, Santa is not thirsty.
Santa's not coming for a while. You know, you can relax, yeah. Honey. Yeah. We had a similar thing with the elf going on right now. Like I don't know why she feels like she needs to like have a conversation. I feel like she has to explain herself every night to the elf. She like goes up to the elf.
A disclaimer.
Yeah. She'll like go up and I can see her whispering, like, you know, far enough away so she's not touching him, but like she's got her hand up and she's like, I'm like, what lies is she telling this elf right now about the stuff she did during the day?
This is what my attorney says. This.
Yeah. I know you saw me hit my sister, but I want you to know that she spit on me first.
There's
you know?
A reason. There's always a reason.
Victor, what does your kids do to delay bedtime?
They spend all their time doing their homework, in quotes, you know? And then the second it's bedtime, they're not done, you know?
Right.
It works. It works every single time. If I say to, like, Hayden, lights out, come on, it's late. She'll be like, I'm not doing my homework. What do? I say, okay, and I turn around and walk to my room.
Right. Right, you don't even ask.
Yeah.
You don't question, right? I'm going to fail. Do you want me to fail?
Yeah.
You're 6. It's 9:30 at night. Yes, I want you to fail.
No, it's the big kids. It's because they get so much work and they procrastinate. And at some point, you're just like, all right, like, do what you got to do. The little ones, it's easier to say when you get home from school to do your homework. But the older ones, they're on their own.
Jamie, what's your kid's trick to delay bedtime?
She will just start handing me toys to play with. So she doesn't talk too much, but she knows when it's bedtime, and she will just start handing me toys to play with. And I pick her up, and she starts screaming. She doesn't want to go into the crib, so she just wants to play. And then my husband and I look at each other, and we're like, just look at that face. She's so cute. We got to keep playing with her. And it delays the bedtime sometimes, like an hour or two, but
what?
You know, you can get these moments back. So we just enjoy them and deal with it.
Is it your firstborn?
It is.
I feel like you fall for that with your first one. And then after that, you're like, put that toy down and get to bed. It's 7:45. You know? That's the end of that. You keep hearing about selfies. They're out. No one takes selfies anymore. But what you haven't heard is that it might be a public health problem. What's that about? Let's check in with the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider. The Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, what is up with selfies now?
So, believe it or not, this was a combined study between the U.S. and Australia, and all of the data came in looking at the 5 years leading up to 2021 when the study is finally getting published now, but the data was accrued in those 5 years. And unfortunately, there's a huge number of people, significant enough for them to call taking a selfie a public health hazard, a significant number of people getting injured or dying while taking a selfie. And it normally is the result of either falling off a cliff or some sort of aquatic injury where you're taking a picture of yourself in a body of water and then get washed away.
You know what?
So this is really an issue when the numbers are high.
I was going to say that. I mean, this has got to be a thing where you're standing next to some sort of ledge, right? The other one that I'd like to point out is when you're at Yellowstone and you've got a bison over your back or a grizzly that's gingerly walking by. Yeah, you don't want to be there either. Or how about like when you're standing next to the crosswalk? Get your phone out of your hand.
It's insane. Actually, there was recently just a story like that came out a couple days ago about a couple of people in Iceland that were on this beach that is known for sneaker waves. It's the Black Sand Beach. They were taking a selfie and then got washed out. And thank God they were rescued. But it happens all the time. And it's funny because what one of the study authors says is death by selfie isn't written by the coroner, but it should be after looking at the data of this study.
That's insane. But you ever realize that when you take a selfie, I don't know if this is like a me thing, but I get thrown off. Like I get my equilibrium kind of just like veers a little bit. It's like, you know, and I have to like steady myself. So you're standing on a corner of a cliff. How easy it is to just fall right off?
Yeah, I mean, you're getting a mirror image of what's going on around you, right? So unless you're somebody that's used to living your life in reverse, it's going to take a moment of adjustment. Let's be honest here, though,
exactly.
Doctor. Is this a situation where you know, we're doing the public a great service by warning everybody, or should we just let this thing play itself out and do a little thinning of the herd?
Yeah, I was watching this blooper video of people just reading their phones and then walking into, like, fountains and other structures, like, in the middle of traffic. You know, something's to be said about that, but I think it's an important warning for people all across the country and in many countries. Women are more affected, believe it or not, than men in this. And you would think that men probably would go off on a cliff more readily than women.
Yes.
But women are taking selfies in higher numbers, and, you know, there's all sorts of unhealthy aspects of social media, and this is a big one.
One last thing. Is there any health advisories against duck lips at this point or not yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Mm. Not yet.
All right. Okay.
That's next week.
All right. You can find Dr. Jennifer Wider online at drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna.
Thanks, guys.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why? Raven, I'm not even going to lie. Mm. Listening to all these clips and listening to the arguments, my head is about to explode over here.
Oh, great. I can't wait to be exposed.
So equity grading is trending. Parents are all concerned about it. There's parents that are for it. There's parents that are against it. And it's essentially changing the way that we grade kids in school. Here's a news report.
A classroom trend that's gaining some traction and doing away with academic competition. It's called equitable grading, and it aims to do away with the stress of homework and grades.
So it's getting rid of the A, B, C, D, E, F, and it's kind of like if you understand the material, then you do well. Here's more.
So it focuses more on equality and students' understanding of class material. It looks different from school to school, with some going as far as giving all students an A. While critics argue that this takes away pressure that they think is necessary for students, advocates say they're missing the point.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Okay, so let's say you were an astronaut, Anna. Who do you want in charge of NASA? Do you want the person that understands that NASA is a building, that they have their own cafeteria in one hall, and there's a room with some rockets and another one, and space is up that way?
Yeah.
Or do you want somebody that understands, like, you know, quantum physics and aerodynamics and stuff like that?
Yes. Yes and no to all of this.
Okay.
This is why I'm so stuck in the middle. So this guy over here, he's the author of the book. His name is Joe Feldman. He wrote this book called Grading for Equality. And listen to what he says.
We want to make sure that our grades accurately reflect our students' understanding of the course content. We want grades to not be a reflection of students' income or other circumstances outside their control.
Okay. So this is where my thought process comes in, right? I didn't do great in school, right? Not till I got to college. When I got in college, it was the first time I ever made Dean's List high honors. When I was in elementary school, middle school, high school, not the greatest student at all.
Okay.
It had a lot to do with a few things. One, I'm just not a good test taker, period. Mm-hmm. My 880 SAT scores will prove that. Also, I came from immigrant parents who didn't understand. They couldn't really help me. They didn't get the whole pressures of doing well in school. Like, my father never went to high school. That's not how it was done in Italy.
Sure.
So I think that when I look at it from that point of view, was I any less smart than the kids in the other class? Probably not, but I didn't have all the advantages that they had with their parents' understanding and their background.
I think if you talk to a whole lot of parents now, the percentage would be very high as to them not understanding the coursework, right? So I would think that a lot of that would come down to maybe not reevaluating the grading system, but the teaching system itself. Obviously, it's a very emotional and sticky subject.
Yes.
Do you want everybody to have opportunity? 100%. Do you want people in this country to no longer strive for excellence or to be the best? I think that that's a very dangerous premise,
too. It's so hard to figure this out. That's why I'm, like, stuck in the middle. But people are protesting. They're all upset. All I want to know, and now I'm going to have to deep dive this later, like, what do other countries do? Like, I'm so curious. Is that, like, this A, B, C, D, F thing that we do here? Like, what do they do in other countries?
I don't think they make the ditch digger the president. That would just be me going out on a limb. But I don't know.
I don't know. There's some countries that I think we could probably argue that. I'm not sure. I don't know. You got to see where you stand.
One couple.
He just doesn't seem to understand why should I go to this wedding now.
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make an excuse. She can't go and, you know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couples Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Luke and Kara. Kara, what happened?
So we went to this Christmas tree farm with our daughter, and you know, we were looking for trees. We found the perfect one. We wanted to grab a few other things too, like a stand for it, and we even found this cute wreath. And when we went to go check out, like, everything went well, and then we were leaving. My daughter took the receipt from them. We had already gotten the car, right, and we're heading out, and she realizes that they didn't charge us for, like, the actual tree. They only charged us for, like, the other things that we got there. And I was like, we should probably go back and tell them that and pay for our tree. Like, that's the right thing to do. Luke thought otherwise. Now we're in this back and forth argument. I think that we should go do the right thing and just go pay for our tree and show our daughter that that's like the right thing to do. You know what I mean?
Luke, what's your side of this?
I kind of think, look, like, is it morally right to pay for the tree? That's a separate debate. We got away with the free Christmas tree here. What? We already left. There's been no follow-up questions. What's the big deal? Merry Christmas to us. Let's just keep the tree. I don't think we need to make a big show for our daughter who has already forgotten about it. It's a free Christmas tree.
So, I mean, it's a Christmas tree farm that you went to, right? And you said you did buy some other items?
Yeah, it's not like we left the people out to dry. We got a stand. We got lights. I think we bought one of those, like, $30 ornaments that they sell. Like,
sure.
We go to this place every year. We're going to go back next year. They're good people, but they, how many trees do they sell every day? 200? 300?
Yeah, the thing is that it's like showing your daughter that it's okay to do something like that. And I don't know. It's a lot of gray area there.
Not to sound like a bad dad, but are we only doing stuff because we want our daughter to know it's right? Like, kinda. Morally.
Honey, but that's the thing is we go back to this farm like every year. Like, that's so weird. We should probably go and, like, make it right with them. They'll probably realize it, like, as soon as we leave.
I mean, I seriously doubt they're going to realize it.
Right.
Are you right? I mean, it's the hustle and bustle of the holidays right now. There is a lot going on, and they are making money hand over fist. I'm not saying that makes them an evil empire or anything like that. If this is your local nursery that you go to for your tree, there's a reason why you like their products. I don't think one tree is going to break them. If your daughter's not asking about it, that's one thing. I don't know. My tree was like $100, Anna.
Yeah,
and they're up there, right? If somebody dropped $100 in front of you, you'd probably keep going. So I don't know.
The fact that she pointed it out and she realized it, yeah.
I mean, but you're already down the road at that point.
Yeah.
She didn't go running up to the counter either.
What would you do? If you were a parent, would you fess up to the tree farm and say, oh, I'm sorry, you guys forgot to charge me, and go back to pay? Or do you agree with Luke that, well, too late now, free tree. Good job. Let's move on with our lives.
I didn't check the tree serial number, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
If you went to pick out your Christmas tree and you accidentally did not pay for the Christmas tree, and it wasn't your fault, when they were ringing you up, they just didn't ring it up because you had bought other things, would you fess up or not say anything? It's exactly what's going on with Luke and Kara. They went to get their tree. They had a bunch of, you know, bought a few other things as well. They checked out. It wasn't until they got in the car and they were on their way home that their teenage daughter was holding the receipt and say, Ma, they didn't charge us for the tree. Now, here comes the problem. Kara says, we got to go back and let them know this weekend that they didn't charge us and pay. Luke disagrees.
Luke just says, listen, and we've been going here for years. We pick up all sorts of different stuff here. We spent hundreds of dollars there even that day. He's like, we got a free Christmas tree. It's not the end of the world. Everything's going to be fine. They've made plenty of money off us. They're going to make more money off us in the future. He doesn't feel it's a big deal. I'll tell you what. I would pay for the tree, of course. If something doesn't scan, I always say, did you get this? But once you're in the car and you're headed down the road, then you're like, you know what? I'm just lazy. I don't feel like turning around. Maybe call them. I don't know.
It's a tough one. Then you think, well, every time you look at the tree, you think you stole it. I don't. What do you
think?
Is
that really how I'm going to feel every day? I don't know.
1-800-330-9999. Jody, whose side are you on?
I agree with the wife, but for a different reason. I don't think she should do it just because for her daughter. I think they should do it because it's the right thing to do. I've done it myself. I've walked out of a supermarket with a full load of groceries, and nobody came after me. I'm like, oh, my God, I never paid for them when I had my kids were little. So you do it because it's the right thing to do, not just because you're setting an example, although that's the other side effect.
I did that one time. Remember, I walked out with a full cart when my older daughter was really little.
Yeah,
I didn't realize I didn't pay until I got home. I scanned everything and then just left. Like, I didn't actually pay. And then I called and they were like, yeah, no, it happens all the time. We'll take a credit card over the phone.
I still don't believe you.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Luke and Kara, they're having a disagreement because when they left the tree farm where they had got their tree, they bought a bunch of other things, too. Mm-hmm. They didn't pay for the tree by accident. The person ringing them up didn't charge them. And it wasn't until they got in the car and their teenage daughter was looking at the receipt and said, "Ma, they didn't charge us for the tree," that they realized it. Kara says they got to go back this weekend. They got to go and pay and say, "Oh, well, you know, we were looking over the receipt when we got home and we didn't pay for this." Luke thinks they're nuts.
Luke thinks that's crazy. He's like, "Listen, we paid over $100 for this tree stand. We bought wreaths. We brought other decorations here. Like, they're making their money. We've come and gotten a tree every single year. We get all our gardening stuff here. What's the difference? We got away with a free tree. Merry Christmas to us."
I mean, what is it showing to their teenage daughter in general? What do you
think? They want to be head of the UN.
I don't know. It just seems wrong to me. 1-800-330-9999. Stacey, whose side are you on?
Regardless of the daughter, the right thing to do is to go back and let them know. I mean, plus they go there all the time. Like, I wouldn't be able to show my face if I took $100 from somebody.
Mm.
I mean, it's the right thing. I think that the tree farm may even say, "Hey, thank you. We, you know, appreciate it. It's our issue. No worries. Go." You don't know, but it's still the right thing to do, regardless of a lesson for their daughter or not.
Chris, whose side are you on today?
I am on the wife's side. The fact that this is happening at Christmas and Luke doesn't see that he should get in his car and return and do what Jesus would do is ridiculous.
Hey, Linda, what do you think?
I think that they should go back, and honesty is the best policy. Abe Lincoln and the nickel, and you've got to teach your daughter what's right and what's wrong, and there's just no way about it.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Kara, our audience agreed with you. It's more of like the moral lesson behind it, that you realize that you didn't pay for something and showing your daughter that that's not right and you have to go back and you have to say something about it. I'm sorry, Luke.
That's really great, like, because I really do think that our kids are our future and we really should be, you know, being a good example for them. So I'm glad that other people see it that way, too.
Luke, you cool with that?
You know, I guess if a lot of other people see it the other way, am I happy about having to drive back to this place now and shell out $100 for a tree? I didn't need to. No, I'm not.
Hopefully when you walk in, it's like one of the responsible individuals from either the family that owns it or whatever, and not somebody who's just like there seasonally, there in the afternoon, is not going to tell anybody whatsoever about it. It might even put the money in their pocket.
True. Didn't even think about that. That's a good point.
Yeah, find a real person.
All right. Well, if you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,500 thanks to Cricket. Switch to Cricket today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. After all, you've been good this year, and they think you really, really deserve it. Smile. You're on Cricket. Hey, Matt, you ready to play?
I'm going to try my best.
All right, you do that. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Okay, Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, man.
All right.
Thank you.
So Raven's walking out of here. That door is going to close, and he's not going to be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Yes.
Number one, Travis Kelce said he celebrated Thanksgiving by ordering KFC, and his order included 56 pieces of fried chicken, 80 wings, 3 catering-sized mashed potatoes, 2 orders of mac and cheese, and 2 sides of corn. He was by himself. What does KFC stand for?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Number two, drummer Max Weinberg is claiming a car restorer stole $125,000 from him when he asked them to restore a 1957 Mercedes-Benz. He's known as the drummer for Bruce Springsteen, but he also worked as the band leader for what late-night host?
David Letterman.
Number three, a trailer for the upcoming Wonka film was released online. What are the color of the tickets that Wonka hid in his candy bars that would earn kids a tour of his chocolate factory?
Purple.
Number four, a website is offering $2,500 for the best elf-inspired dish that you create. It's all part of celebrating the movie's 20th anniversary. Buddy passed through the 7 layers of the candy cane forest, through the sea of swirly-twirly gumdrops, and then he walked through what?
The Lincoln Tunnel.
And number five, the AARP site crashed yesterday after they released Rolling Stones tickets to their members. What does AARP stand for?
Oh.
all-American retired people.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, 2 out of 5 for Matt.
All right, that's pretty good. It's not good, actually. It's not good at all. Let's see how I do.
Number one.
Oh, sorry, I misheard. Okay.
Travis Kelce said he celebrated Thanksgiving by ordering KFC. His order included 56 pieces of fried chicken, 80 wings, 3 catering-sized mashed potatoes, 2 orders of mac and cheese, and 2 sides of corn.
I mean, wait a minute. That can't just be him.
By himself.
I mean, he was definitely eating his feelings.
What does KFC stand for?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Number 2, drummer Max Weinberg is claiming a car restorer stole $125,000 from him when he asked him to restore a 1957 Mercedes-Benz.
No, that's too bad.
He's known as a drummer for Bruce Springsteen, but he also worked as the band leader for what late night host?
He was on Conan's show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ironically, it was the opposite. I knew him as the band leader for Conan and didn't know he was a drummer for Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty common thing, right? I would think, for of a certain age.
Number 3, a trailer for the upcoming Wonka film was released online. What are the color of the tickets that Wonka hid in his candy bars that would earn kids a tour of his chocolate factory?
They're golden.
Golden ticket. Number 4, a website is offering $2,500 for the best elf-inspired dish that you create. It's all part of celebrating the movie's 20th anniversary.
Right.
Buddy passed through the 7 layers of the candy cane forest, through a sea of swirly-twirly gumdrops, and then he walked through what?
The Lincoln Tunnel.
Lincoln Tunnel. At number 5, the AARP site crashed yesterday after they released Rolling Stone tickets to their members. What does AARP stand for?
Oh, gosh. I should know this because I love the bargains.
Hurry up.
No, I don't know.
All right. It's the American Association of Retired Persons.
That's it. The American Association. Oh,
all right, okay. Matt, he took you down 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
It's Matt, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that chirp, bro. $1,600 tomorrow, Anna.